This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Just a reminder, I have a special project I've been working on. It's called mutualfun.io, mutualfun.io. If you need help with code, next steps, check it out, and I could probably assist. mutualfun.io.
This developing story, episode 25. So, just finished up the Tech 808 conference. It was the Hip Hop Tech 808 conference put on by Squad Up and Fat Startup. It was pretty good. I actually enjoyed myself. I expected to enjoy myself, but something that I kind of really enjoyed was getting perspectives of people who weren't necessarily 100% like super techie compared to like the past conferences I went to. Specifically at the JavaScript conferences, there's kind of like it's definitely a different atmosphere. You have an expectation of knowing you're going to get some pretty in-depth talk either about engineering or the life of engineering and the stuff that surrounds that. It's not a monoculture, but for the most part, that hosts the same problem to hold non-diverse tech situation. You get that. So it was like the complete opposite end of the spectrum. One of my coworkers actually attended with me. He was definitely the minority there, which I didn't get his reaction to that. But that was what it was, and it was pretty good. Had some. I'm not sure when they're gonna put the talks up, if they are gonna put talks up, but. They had some pretty good talks about some founders and startups and like what they did and how they got into the startup game, and had some YC Combinator guy there talking about getting in the YC and stuff like that. And it was just a great perspective. It was great to see so many like people hungry to learn. They had the Black Girls Code people there, and It was located at a space that's not too far from my house, about 3 miles, called Impact Hub, which I find out now it's the number one co-working space in America. So it's a pretty awesome space. I'm pretty intrigued. I might even like see about maybe signing up for a membership there. It's to do like one day a month or whatever, work from home. I'm not sure if that'd be worth it. But yeah, it's I might at least check out some of the events that are there in the next few months to see what it's like. So I have nothing but great things to say. Got to meet quite a few different people in the area that are either engineers or in the startups that are looking to grow. It's good to see that there's a good movement of individuals that are looking to change what the tech culture looks like here in the Bay Area. So yeah, with that being said, it was a Tech 808 conference. Definitely for sure, if I'm here in Oakland, I will definitely be going to next year's if it happens. So real quick, I wanted to take some time just to announce, actually ask for some help. If anybody's a current developer or, you know, some developers that are working at companies, we're trying to start something different with Block. We're looking for anybody who wants to learn iOS and might be like either a front end or back end or full stack developer and looking to learn iOS. So I'm going to leave a link in the show notes. It's just a marketing page about what we're trying to do with the iOS developers. Check that out if you're interested in learning iOS and you are currently working as a developer. So I have this new goal that I've been doing in the past about 3 weeks. What I've been doing since like day one, well, maybe day two, since I decided I wanted to learn how to code, I've been tracking all my time. So as soon as I get on the computer and I start working on code and basically working on code. I don't really count like watching videos and reading blog posts as working on code unless it's to solve a specific problem. I don't usually track that, or if I'm not working on a project. But yeah, I time myself for everything I do. For one, because my time's very valuable. I've got a family, I've got a full-time job, so I'm always looking to squeeze in some extra time each week. So let's say if my goal is 10 hours of extra programming a week outside of work, so if I haven't hit that 10 hours, I know on Sunday maybe I need to do some extra work or work on some projects or whatever. So that way I can keep my skills going, but also I can keep tabs on like how much work I'm actually putting into certain things. And it's similar to what I did with the block program the first time around. I timed everything I did just because block had a requirement of 25 hours per week. And I wanted to make sure I hit that 25 hours. If that was the goal that they set out for their students, I wanted to make sure I hit that because I wanted to be successful. So that's kind of where I really got serious about it. I think prior to that, I kind of just guessed on how much time I spent programming. Even with doing the iOS program now, I am at least hitting 10 hours a week. I think the goal is 12 hours a week of just iOS curriculum stuff that I'm trying to get done. And so that's what I've been doing. And my new goal for work, I've never had a real goal for work. I think when I was at IZEA, I was probably doing actual coding and not like doing meetings and walking around and like hanging out, whatever, or reading blog posts. I did about 4 to 5 hours a day programming, I think. Some days, if I was really on long projects, I would hit about 6 to 7 hours. So coming to block, we had a flexible schedule at first, and then we got more of a 96, 8 to 5 sort of schedules or whatever. So it was easy to like, no, okay, I'm at work, I'm doing my work, whatever. So I wasn't really like, I didn't have a goal of how much time I was going to be programming each day. I just kind of was there, and then I left. With block, there's no real schedule. It's kind of like come in when you're ready to come in and leave when you think you've done enough or whatever, or when you're ready to leave. So I had lots of issues like trying to figure out, you know, should I leave at 5, should I leave at 6, or should I leave at 7? I don't know. Like how much time should I be putting in? And I think it's kind of unrealistic to say, oh, I want to be programming for 8 hours a day. That's very unrealistic, especially since there's meetings during the day. There's like times where you just need to like break away, but like think about other things, maybe interact with coworkers or help other coworkers on their things. So my goal for each day is 6 hours, 6 hours of programming. So the other issue is like sometimes I get up in the morning and I'll just start working on my project or my feature or whatever for block, or looking at the issues when I first wake up. And how do I balance that time? Especially since I have a family and I can't really just like put extra time in at home and then like disregard, you know, family time or whatever. So what I've been starting to do is also including times when I work from home, even if I still plan on coming in to work. So my goal is 6 hours a day. I have gone over 6 hours quite a few times. So that's not really, I'm not really stuck to doing 6 hours a day. If I do 7, if I do 8 hours, then that's fine. So what I'm getting at is if it's about 4 o'clock or my wife's texting me if it's time, that she wants to know what time I'm getting home because she wants to start dinner or whatever, or we're going to hang out after work. If I am over 6 hours, then I have no problem saying, okay, I'm all even 30 minutes. But if I'm under 6 hours, then I'll say, hey, I have more time to put in. I haven't really been focusing. It makes it easier for me to kind of gauge, you know, did I get a good day in? Like just last Friday, I think, was my first day after 3 weeks of not hitting 6 hours. Mainly due to because it was I came in a little later. We had a long meeting in the middle of the day. And then I finished up our projects. Actually, I finished up quite a few projects. So I kind of was in a transitional stage and also wrote a blog post during that day too, which I still counted as part of my time. But yeah, so I ended up being well under 6 hours. But, you know, I guess that's just part of this flexible schedule. But I think that goal is pretty good for me. I'm not sure. I'm curious to know what everybody else thinks, what everybody else puts in as far as time per day. Did I do 6 hours? Do you guys do 8 hours? Let me know. I haven't really got much feedback in the last few weeks. So if you guys want to send me an email, hello@BrianDouglas.me. And maybe start that conversation, that'd be great. So at the start of the show, and a few weeks ago, I mentioned Mutual Fund was the project I'm working on. this project I started, like, literally, I was riding my bike to work one day and thought of an idea to be able to give back to the community, open up office hours to be able to talk to people and give them feedback on projects, give them feedback on code, give them feedback on career advice, to be able to do 30 minutes a week. Anybody can sign up, and yeah, we just do a Skype call and talk about things. And I originally thought I was going to charge for the service, but then as soon as I thought of the idea, put the idea up, and finally finished putting up all the copy together, maybe a week later, I ended up flying out to San Francisco for an interview. And I never really got started with Mutual Fund. I just kind of put it off on the side. And then a few months ago, I did actually get it off the ground and started it. I had a few meetings, some really good meetings too. I'm not necessarily always looking at code. A few of them, we dug deep in the code, and I kind of gave my pointers. I haven't really written any code yet in any of these meetings, because I don't feel like I really needed to. But yeah, so what I'm getting at is, for whatever reason, last Monday after the podcast, I don't think I mentioned anything extra. I just had the same sort of preamble about how I want to do Mutual Fund, and this is my site. Check it out. I got booked for the next 2 months for Wednesdays, and I'm only doing one meeting a week. So yeah, I was not expecting that at all. I am trying to do some reorganizations. I mentioned because I'm trying to reorganize the structure of Mutual Fund. And since I've got such a big response, I still want to keep doing this for sure, but I want to be able to offer up more time, but without making it feel like that this project's a burden on me to keep going. So I just keep looking out for changes to the structure of how I'm doing it. Check that out. With that being said, I have not gone to a meetup in a while. I have no plans to go to a meetup. I think the next one I'm going to is an Ember meetup, which would be the first one in like about 3 months. I did recently get back into doing the Hustlin' app after reminiscing on how much I haven't done with it. I'm now cleaning it up. I'm going to release the first iteration once I clean up the code. I had to change up the routes a bit and make sure, as far as like a UX, it actually worked for people. So I'm going to do that. It's going to just basically what it already is it's going to present some data. I've got to figure out how to do some pretty formatting of dates. Haven't figured that out in Ember yet. Might be doing it wrong. I'm not sure. I saw some components that I can use. I got to find out if there's a built-in library to convert date strings into dates, readable dates, I guess. So I don't know. If you have experience in that, let me know. And or if not, I'll probably figure it out pretty quickly once I spend more time on it. As far as tracking time, I probably spent about an hour over the weekend, which is pretty much how much time I spent on this each time I ever sit down with it. It's probably an hour here, hour there. Not even more than an hour a week. But yeah, regardless, I hopefully will have that out and it working, and maybe see if some people locally will actually use it. So I have a tip. It is Trello. I recently just converted all my note-taking stuff and consolidated all into Trello. I've had this like huge issue of like, so for example, the podcast, I have all these notes that I have throughout the week about things I want to talk about. I had like a one Google Doc, which was probably not really the best place to keep all that stuff. It was very hard to easily write some ideas because the Google Doc app on iPhone is not very great. So I switched to Trello so I can kind of keep better on my ideas. If you guys aren't familiar with Trello, it's a productivity app for product managers mainly, but you could use it for other things. A lot of open source projects use it because it's a free app. And it's basically just a combine board, and you can keep stuff in columns, keep little tasks in columns, and as you complete stuff, you can move stuff in progress. You can keep stuff in ideas. What I've been doing is I cleaned up my Git Pocket, my Pocket app. I've been saving blog posts and things for as long as I've had this Pocket thing, not just engineering and web developing things, but also other things. So I just went through my pocket and removed all the engineering blog posts that I've been saving there and hoping to read eventually, and moved them to my Trello board. And I've got a whole Trello column called Things to Read. And as I read things, I'll move them into in progress and archive them. So, yeah, check it out. I once you see it, it's a lot easier to understand. I find it nice also for tutorials. I have a list of tutorials I want to get to, but I just never have time or never know like which ones are the ones I should be working on when I do have time. So I also have a column for all these tutorials. So when I find I have like an hour to kill or some extra time on the weekend, I will start doing some of these tutorials and getting exposed to more projects and stuff like that. Finally, the Bay Area tip. I experienced an earthquake today, first time. And it was a 4.2. Very, very interesting, I guess to say the least. I wasn't expecting what I got, I guess the feeling of the earthquake. I wasn't inside, too. I was actually walking to the BART, so I did not experience like the building shaking or whatnot. I just kind of was walking. It felt like something fell, something big and heavy fell. And once I turned around, I had my headphones in. So once I turned around, I saw trees shaking and leaves falling. And then that was about it. It was like, if you would imagine like Jurassic Park, and when the T-Rex is approaching and they see the water shaking, that's about it. So like if a T-Rex took one step, that's basically the feeling I got. So yeah, that was very interesting. But yeah, it was a 4.2, like I said, which is, I guess, a 5.0 is kind of like serious. 4.2 is like pretty strong, but like, I guess, doable. Like, I wouldn't imagine there's any damage, but you know, this is me being a newbie to the city, so I don't know. But yeah, checked Twitter and saw tons of people like woken up by the earthquake. I was outside about 7 o'clock this morning. So I was ready to go. Most people were still sleeping, and it was basically their alarm to wake them up. My wife texted me, and she said that she felt it, and she woke up from it. So, yeah, pretty cool. I mean, it's not much of a tip, but it's more of like a Bay Area experience. So, pretty cool. Earthquake.